Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So about 3 months ago, I quit drinking coffee. And if you know me on a personal level, then you may also know that I was a bit of a coffee guy. Actually, saying I was a coffee guy is a massive understatement. I was a coffee fanatic. I was, you know, one of those coffee snobs that everybody hates, but I was unapologetic about it. I loved coffee. I mean, coffee was a big part of who I was. But, you know, I had a few different encounters with healthcare practitioners who both said, you know what, it's not doing the best thing for you. You would be better off without coffee. And further to that, I wasn't drinking a lot of coffee, probably like one or two cups a day, but I didn't like how I was so reliant upon it. I really needed that coffee first thing in the morning when I sit at my desk to do my work. I needed that coffee to get me going, especially when I was doing something that was required, you know, heightened levels of concentration, which is most of the things that I do. So I wasn't crazy about how reliant I was on coffee. So I decided to quit. I've done this before, by the way, and it worked out really well for me. So it wasn't the first time I tried this. And it went really well. 3 months, the first week was tough. The first month was tough. After that, I kind of got over it and got used to it and developed a new routine, new rhythm. You know, I still had caffeine and I was drinking green tea, but it wasn't coffee. And I had kind of killed the habit. And then this weekend happened. This weekend, we went up to Muskoka, which is cottage country north of Toronto. And, you know, I was like, you know, we're away for the weekend. I'm on vacation. I'm going to have some coffee. Cup or two here and there. No harm done. So I had some coffee on Saturday, had some coffee on Sunday. And I think that combined with the lack of sleep and just the amount of activity we were going through, we're doing a lot of stuff over the weekend, hiking, boating, biking, you name it. And I needed some coffee to keep me going. And then back to work on Monday, and I remembered what it was like to first quit coffee. I just, you know, I hit a wall. I had a headache all day, feeling very lethargic and just not, didn't really feel very productive. And it reminded me at why I quit coffee to begin with. Why I wanted to reduce my reliance on coffee, because once you become reliant on it, it's just really hard to do anything else. And the moment you remove it from the equation, things really start to suffer. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good metaphor for business, and specifically for marketing and lead generation, is that if you're overly reliant on one way to generate business, one source of leads, one source of clients, you're really in a precarious situation. Because the moment that lead source dries up, or the moment something goes wrong, or the moment it just stops working, and eventually everything stops working, then you're really out of luck. Now, this is a common challenge that people face when they rely too heavily on referrals. Referrals are great. Don't get me wrong, I love referrals. I had a referral come in last week, easiest sale I'll ever make. However, I'm not going to bet my business on whether or not referrals come in. A lot of people do that. They think, well, the work speaks for itself. And as long as I focus on doing good work, then people will appreciate the work and they'll refer others to me. And yeah, that does happen. But if you're relying on that, especially referrals, which is something that you don't control at all, you're asking for trouble. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's LinkedIn. Maybe you're relying on your LinkedIn network. Maybe you're relying on Facebook ads. Maybe you're relying on your podcast. Whatever you're relying on, if it's just one thing, you're asking for trouble. Because inevitably, the referrals dry up, especially when you start to tap out your personal network. Inevitably, you know, Facebook changes the game and the costs go up. Inevitably, the LinkedIn algorithm changes. Inevitably, something's going to happen with all channels. That's not a, it's not an if, it's a when. So, you know, don't panic. Just diversify.
hedge your bets.
So I stopped drinking coffee. What did I do? I didn't just suffer through the headaches and not do anything about it. No, I started drinking green tea. I moved to green tea. I diversified. I drank a lot more water. I started having kombucha in the afternoon. So I diversified the substances that I would use to create that focus and that attention and that heightened levels of concentration that I wanted. And over time, I became less reliant on all of them, on each of them individually. And I think you want to take the same approach with your marketing, is you want to have a few different channels, a few different tactics. You want to be generating leads and clients from a few different places. You don't want to be overly reliant on any one of them, such that if one of them really tanks, then you can simply level up the other channels. But if all of them are working well, then that's great. Then, you know, you're all the better for it. So something to think about is, where do you generate your leads from? Where are your clients coming from? And if it's all coming from kind of one source and it's not very diversified, then that's a problem that you're going to want to fix.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.